Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Our next guest, who had a major career change a couple of years ago, choosing to give up the office, the 9 to 5 life. We're talking about being busy and so on. Aisling O'Donnell, you're very welcome to the studio.
Thanks, how are things?
You're a Mayo woman?
Yeah, I'm from just outside Castlebar.
Castlebar, because I know in Mayo they're always very quick about being specific about where in Mayo.
Yeah.
There's like a battle in Mayo as well, isn't there?
It's just a very big area, I suppose.
Well, Ballina is kind of more the, is seen as the Madlands by people in Castlebar.
Yeah, and vice versa, I think.
Westport is up itself, isn't
yeah.
it? Is
well, roughly? No, I don't think so. Oh, I'm okay, kind okay, of between good. Castlebar, Westport and Newport, so I can't.
You love
go
them all equally.
Them all, yeah.
Westport was where you were working when you were discovering maybe I'm not so into the 9 to 5 life.
Yeah, it was in a pharmaceutical company in Westport.
It was a very busy time?
Yeah.
What was it that kind of put you off?
Just become restricted to one area.
Oh, having to go to be at one place all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, I think so.
I'd say meetings and emails probably weren't.
Yes. No, not my thing at all.
Did your head in entirely?
Yeah.
So what did you decide to do?
I decided to get my rigid licence and go off driving lorries, and then I got my Arctic licence, and I've been driving an Arctic now the last 2 years.
You became a lorry driver?
Yeah.
Explain the rigid licence to us. What's rigid? A rigid lorry?
A rigid truck, so it's like one...
It's one unit.
One unit, rather. Yeah, so it's the Arctic, then it'd be the unit and trailer.
I'm trying to do this stupid description for my own benefit, but it's literally like, it's like a car, isn't it? Where you turn the steering wheel and the whole thing goes together.
Yeah.
The articulated lorry is the one where it's a cab attached to a trailer, which is the one that we're all kind of going, no, we could never reverse that in a million years.
Well, I couldn't either for a long time.
Is it difficult to get the rigid lorry license to begin with?
No, I flew through that. But really? Like my dad and my granddad had lorries, so...
It's in the family.
I grew up in the passenger seat of them, so the size wasn't daunting for me or anything like that. So that sense it was fine. The Arctic, on the other hand, reversing that, no, couldn't do that. But we got there. Still improving.
Is it expensive to go through the hoops for
it is. It's about €1,200 all in per licence.
And I gather was it the articulated lorry? You were literally doing your licence the 10th time driving one of those?
No, it was the rigid, the first one, yeah.
But you were just totally undaunted?
Yeah, no, the first lesson I was very nervous, but then I was fine.
How did the family react when you announced, you know, I'm giving up this lovely, good, well-paid job in a pharmaceutical company to drive trucks for a living?
Oh, you can't do that. Yeah, no, at the start they were like, what are you doing? But then... slowly, they started to come around. Like, my granddad was the biggest supporter.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Granddad and Nanny, they were very good.
Both of them, what are their names?
Connell and Mary. They had my back from the word go. Mom and Dad were kind of like, really?
You did this biomedical science. You studied that in Sligo IT.
Yeah.
You know, obviously very bright, got this great job. But if you're not happy in it, you can't.
That's it. You spend too long at work not to be happy. So I was just like, no, we'll try it and see.
What was Grandad Connell's advice to you?
There was no real advice. He was a man of few words. It was just... good luck.
You knew that you had the blessing.
He was happy out. Yeah, he was smiling. So
I like those wise people who don't have to say a whole lot.
Yeah, you just know in him though that he's content.
Would this be a huge pay cut to be driving a lorry compared to a pharmacy?
No, it's a pay increase.
Go away.
Yeah.
Wow. Percentage wise, is it?
About 50%.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But I leave my house on Monday morning. I get home on Friday evening. Yeah. That's work.
That's the sacrifice.
But yeah, no, the pay increase is massive.
So you're off early on a Monday. You kind of you drive in Ireland only. You haven't gone to the continent.
Just Ireland, yeah.
But that's enough for you to be disappeared for the whole week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's like it's not feasible to be getting home every night. There's no point in running a lorry home empty, or you know, there's just no point. Yeah.
There are strict rules as well on how long.
Yeah, because if you were trying to get home, you'd be down in driving hours to make sure you had time to get home, and then that'd have a knock-on effect that you'd have to get further to go in the morning to get to where you're going.
How long are you a lorry driver now?
Just done 4 years now.
Are you very happy?
Yeah, I love my job.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because you have to sleep on the truck.
Yeah, but it's fine. Like, there's the bed in it and there's the fridge and microwave and, like, it's sound.
It's like a little apartment. That's behind the seats directly where you sometimes you see a curtain.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's just in there. It's a big enough compartment to...
Yeah.
What happens? It's sound. Is the truck left running or how does it stay warm?
No, there's a night heater. Just
a night heater? Okay.
Yeah.
So
you don't have to have
battery.
The ignition on. Like, it's a button for that and it'll wait running for the night.
And there's a little connection for broadband, I believe.
I don't know. I just hotspot my phone to my tablet.
So you can sit in the, you can watch your film, you can have your whole evening downtime and off you go to sleep.
Yeah.
And you love this life.
Yeah. Happy out.
Would you go further into the continent? Because then it gets big, very serious, isn't it? Ferries and so on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that'd be for me. I'm content enough.
I'd imagine facilities are much better than they would have been for Grandad Connell on the road.
I'd imagine so,
toilets. Are they very good now in Ireland?
They're still not great. There's massive room for improvement there, but I suppose beggars can't be choosers at the same time.
Where does the truck pull in for your sleep overnight?
Oh, it depends. You could be in at a services or you could just be at the side of the road or, like, I pull a timber lorry, so I could be in a forest or I could be anywhere, like.
In a forest?
Yeah.
That suddenly sounds much more romantic.
I don't know, it's eerie. It's very quiet, like.
Okay. So scary?
I'd have a better sleep on the side of a road, which makes no sense in my head.
You love the comforting sound of traffic sloshing.
Yeah, rocking me to sleep when they're flying up and down the road.
But you are in the forest sometimes because it's a logging truck, so...
Yeah, yeah.
There's a crane on those. Does the lorry driver have to operate that?
I don't have a crane on mine at the minute, but I have spoken to my boss and it's something that we're planning on doing next year.
That's an upskill?
Yeah.
You'd have to learn how to do
that
as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. It's a new ticket.
Because there must be huge regulations on the hours you can drive and who can operate what and all that.
Oh, there is, yeah, yeah.
Do you have the alcohol thing? Is that mandatory in trucks and where you have to blow into it to get the engine
going? That's
coming
in new lorries now,
That seems like a good idea.
Yeah, it's nowhere I am, like.
But you're absolutely loving this.
Yeah, happy.
You don't see yourself, you must go by offices and go, thank God I escaped that.
Oh, I do, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
And the other side to it, because there are not many female truck drivers, that's improving, I imagine.
Oh, it's definitely on the increase, yeah.
You know some of them, you're in contact?
Yeah. There'd be a couple of us that I'd...
Still a minority?
Yeah. Yeah, massively. I think I'm the only girl in Ireland that draws timber.
Oh, is that right?
I think so.
Is that why your TikTok is so big then?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's that big now at all.
How do we find you on TikTok if people want to follow your adventures as a lorry driver? There's some people sitting in an office going, do you know what? I want to be out on the open road.
Oh, it's just my name, Aisling O'Donnell. That's it.
Mayo woman lorry.
Yeah. Big sticks.
Is the Arctic parked in the RT car park right now as it is?
No, thankfully I didn't bring it up because I would not have got it in.
Okay. Aisling O'Donnell, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your happy story.
Thanks very much. Can I just say hi to all at Warrell Harvesting? Because if I don't, I'll get shot when I go back to work.
We have to go to one more break before we go. Thanks, Aisling.
Thanks.